Great news if you are a fan of Queen Elizabeth II. Because did you know, Rach, that every Australian is entitled to a free portrait of the Queen?
That is the most random thing I have ever heard.
I found this out last night and, oh, geez, the idea of claiming this is just great.
I kind of want one, but just because it's free.
Yes, that's right. All voters are eligible to receive nationhood material, which can pertain to Aussie flags, recording of the national anthem.
Oh.
But it also means you can get a picture of the Queen or Prince Philip, which hasn't been quite as popular. but yeah, for free. All you need to do...
Yeah, how do you do this?
...is contact your local MP. And let them know that you want it. This is something which was brought in the 1990s.
Wow, this has been going on for ages. But I could have had all of these Queen Elizabeth pictures.
Could have been kitted out the walls with royals for free.
Didn't even know this.
No, who knew? Who knew? This is something I found out last night.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be getting in contact with our local MP then to see if I can get myself a free picture.
Wouldn't it be funny if Julianne Gilbert was just bombarded with emails today? Where's me Queen picture? I want me Queen.
I heard on Hit FM that I can get a Queen pic.
Is the Queen really somebody that every Australian wants on their wall, though? I mean, I feel like claiming it just for the sake of it, but who do you think would be the best person that the government should be sending out portraits of that really represents Australia in the best possible way?
Ooh, that's a toughie. Alf Stewart.
You're not wrong there.
Yeah,
that's Al Stewart.
That's a fair one. hey, look, give us a call on 13 12 16 on this one. Who should every Australian have on their wall?
This is random.
If every Australian had to have one person on their wall, who do you think it should be? I'm saying, I do like your one, Al Stewart. I'm going to say Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah.
I just love Steve Irwin.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
I think about him a bit, and he makes me emotional. He's a hero.
He does. Get him
on everybody's wall. But what about, you might have a better suggestion. Maybe you want to suggest JT or something. Whoever it is, let us know. Dominique, who do you think should be on every Australian's wall?
Russell Coit.
yes!
Absolutely.
So many people would agree with you, I reckon, on that one, Dominique.
Yes, he's definitely an Aussie icon and he definitely needs to have a portrait on every wall.
I think it instantly increased the value of any home by being on the wall.
I reckon it would definitely go up.
I love it, Dominique.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Emily, what about you? Who do you think should be on every Australian's wall?
Russell Coit.
Russell Coit again!
Yeah, another Russell Coit fan. Yep, agree. Definitely agree.
So when you're hitting up our local MP, Julianne Gilbert, for your Queen portrait, maybe just mention, but we really should be handing out Russell Coits.
Yes, we should.
Just another suggestion for you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Look, we've all thought it before. If you won Lotto, what would you do? Would you quit your job? Would you work?
Would you continue working? Yeah. Well, I said yes, but you're about to tell me it's the biggest lotto jackpot almost ever.
I mean, imagine this. So
this is tonight.
Tonight is the biggest Division One prize the game has seen in 22 years, and it's $80 million.
Oh, God.
$80 million. Can you imagine if you won $80 million?
How could anyone imagine? What would you do with yourself?
I'd
freak out. I wouldn't know what to do.
I know.
I say I'd like to continue working, I guess, because you know why? And I have thought about this personally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'd get bored and end up becoming a raging alcoholic.
So you need to keep a job to keep yourself sane.
Just to have to do something.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Because,
you know, you'd be if you quit your job, you just travel all the time.
Mm.
Look, it would be fun, but you would.
You'd burn out.
You'd just be drinking all the time because you'd be bored.
Mm. Yeah.
In a way.
I definitely see what you're saying there. However, if I won $80 million, I would be quitting my job.
I understand. It'd be hard. All it would take would be one bad day.
Mm.
You know, the boss gets up you about something and you're like, oh, you know what? I could live on my own island.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Give us a call on 13 12 16 and tell us, what would you do if you won the lotto? Would you quit work or would you keep on working?
I'm going to stick with... Look, and I'd like to think I could keep working.
Yeah.
And I would not tell anyone I won.
Right,
that'd be very hard.
Uh-huh.
But wouldn't... So just try to be as
Just be rolling up in like a Ferrari.
That's right. Yeah. Just land a helicopter on the top of the building and just hope no one notices.
Yeah, absolutely. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Give us a call. Let us know if you won Lotto. Would you work?
Flynn, what would you do if you won the Lotto, mate? Would you quit or would you stay working?
Mate, I would seriously give up my job as a truck driver, that's for sure. But with that type of money, I'd definitely put a few mil away in some kind of investment account.
Yep.
Just to live off like the interest that it builds off. I'd definitely be giving that back to the charity. So everyone's talking about like the hay, the farmers, the droughts at the moment.
Yeah.
So like, you know, every year you'd be able to give money away, just help the community. But yeah, I'd still work. I'd probably start my own business doing something else, but yeah.
Yeah. You could do several different things, couldn't you, with that kind of money? But you're right. I mean, you've got an opportunity to really help people out. That'd be a feel-good thing.
Absolutely.
And I definitely agree with you. I wouldn't tell anybody, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's it, because then suddenly your life could never be the same. If you could keep it yourself, that'd be the best way to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Particularly, imagine fantastic. Me doing this job and everyone knowing I just had 80 million.
Yeah.
The only thing people would call for would be asking for money.
What do you need for help? Yeah, I'll go for charity and you can have that.
Yeah, no. Keep yourself busy with charities. That'd be great.
Good on you, Clint. See you, mate.
See ya.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, see you, mate. And we've got James on the line. What would you do if you won the Lotto? Would you keep working or would you quit?
Oh, mate, what do you reckon? I would move to the Bahamas and I would transfer that cash into a Swiss account. The bloody tax man can't get it done.
You know, the Bahamas really is a place that comes to mind for anyone when they think money, isn't it?
Yeah, just, I reckon.
Mate, sounds so absolutely. Tropical.
Absolutely.
And why a Swiss bank account?
Oh, because you don't have to pay the tax.
Absolutely.
Dodge the tax man. Do you see yourself drinking out of a coconut?
Yeah, why not? Or a gold-plated coconuts.
Coal, wow.
Yeah, gold-plated coconuts. I like it.
I guess it is 80 million. Yeah, fair enough.
Absolutely.
Fair enough, mate.
Thanks.
Sandra, if you won $80 million on the Lotto, would you quit work or would you keep working?
Oh, I'd have to say, as much as I love the people that I work with, I'd quit work.
And move far, far away. No, fair enough.
I'd go sailing.
You'd go sailing. Oh, that would be nice. Just sailing forever.
I'd just head off into the wild yonder and just wave goodbye.
See the world, but via a sailboat.
That's it?
That sounds so good, actually.
Damn it.
Dreaming. Now we're all just dreaming on this Thursday morning.
Hey, thanks, Sandra.
Thanks, Sandra.
Okay, see you guys.
Donnie, if you won the Lotto, would you quit work or stay?
Yeah, mate, I'd probably quit work, but I'd create myself a job, I reckon.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I've been talking to my kids about the Lotto and all that sort of stuff over the last few weeks, and we'd probably buy a big block of dirt and set it all up so that, you know, kids that are less fortunate and don't have stuff can come out and, you know.
That's a good idea.
Go fishing and stuff like that.
That'd give you real purpose, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be doing something productive.
Yeah, yeah, and it'd show kids what life's all about, you know.
That's a good idea.
Lovely.
Yeah, I want to change my answer. I want to do that too. I like that idea.
No,
I like
you can't
that
become the good guy all of a sudden.
I've decided that's what
I'm doing.
I
just want to work so I don't want to be an alcoholic. No, that's really lovely.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, come on, you're only human.
Yeah.
That's so lovely. Thanks for your call, Donnie.
No worries. See ya.
We've got Peter on the line. What would you do if you won the Lotto? Would you keep working or would you quit?
No, I'd keep on working because I'd get bored.
Yep.
Yep. Fair enough. Yeah.
But I'd set my family up first, my kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tell me this, Peter. Would you tell everybody that you'd won $80 million or would you try to keep it a secret?
I'd invite them to my party.
Yeah. It'd be hard to keep $80 million a secret, you know? People would start to cotton on when you start having lavish parties and everything like that and with the whole street involved. People would be like, hold on a second.
So you must really like your job then.
Yeah.
Maybe cut it down to part-time or something if you could.
Yeah.
But I think you make a good point, Pete. You would get bored, wouldn't you?
Yes, that you would. But it'd be too much money to have, but what I would do would buy probably a couple of sets of flats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For the poor homeless people in Mackay, put second-hand furniture in there and let them live there instead of living on the streets.
Yeah,
you'd skimp on the furniture, Peter. No, that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah,
hopefully you win, Peter.
Yes.
Go buy yourself a ticket, mate.
Yeah, I will do.
Good.
See you, buddy.
Bye, have a good day.
You
see
too.
See you, mate. Bye. Bye.